Diverse, independent, yours. You are now listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Burnaby, British Columbia.
Some people think little girls should be seen and not heard, but I think...
Hey, this is Girly So Groovy, the only show dedicated to the women who rock and to you, the loyal listener. We're a show where the music always speaks for itself. I'm your host, Trevor Klundert, bringing you 2 full hours of phenomenal, fabulous, fantastic female-fronted radio week after week. I am excited every week when I step into the studio and record the show. But there are just some times when I sit down to the mic that I find that I'm even more enthused. And there's something about this set list for this particular episode that's just got me excited. Coming up in the first hour of the program, I've got music on the way from Death and Vanilla, Cat Power, Anita Franco coming up, Beth Orton, Jen Grant, music from The Bamboos, Alice Russell. And again, this is all first hour. It's going to kind of be a nice... electronic slow build going from a kind of relaxed chill vibe to some really fun R&B towards the end of the hour. And then we've still got the whole second hour. So with saying that, let's dive right on in. Right now it is music from indie rock band Warpaint here on Girly So Groovy.
Oh,
music that is just packing the mood. This is Girly So Groovy. Music right there from English singer, songwriter, guitarist, and record label head Jane Weaver, whose solo work shifts from woodsy psych folk to dreamlike synth pop. We heard the song Did You See Butterflies? That's from Jane Weaver's album Modern Cosmology. In the middle, it is new music from a band that has been featured quite well in rotation here on Girly So Groovy, Swedish indie rock trio Death and Vanilla, whose muse lies in 60 sci-fi soundtracks, to dub, to even their love of The Cure, and they mix it all together in magical ways. The album is called Flicker. We've heard the song Baby Snakes, and then we kicked off the entire 2 hours here on Girly So Groovy with atmospheric indie rockers War Paint. From their latest album, Radiate Like This, we heard the opening song, Champion, from War Paint. Okay, from here, we now continue on with music from Cat Power. It is Cat Power. What am I trying to say here? Cat Power. There's a similar genius to Cat Power that holds true for Ella Fitzgerald or Billie Holiday. Each of these three women can listen to a previously recorded song and then totally reinterpret it to make it their own. Cat Power has done that with her album Covers. It's the third album in a string of cover albums. And in fact, Cat Power has since announced that she is going to be releasing a full Bob Dylan cover album as her next project. But reaching back to her most recent album Covers, here is Cat Power right now here on Girly So Groovy. We'll be right back.
unto the one you thought was on your side. She can't understand, she truly believes the lie. Lemon pie, he's coming through. Our commander still spaced out. I'm secure, spaced out. Dig the holes, I'm young again, I'm you again. Racing turtles, the grapefruit is winning. Seems to keep getting this story. Twisted soul, where's Neil when you need him? Deck the halls, it's you again, it's you again. Somewhere someone must know the ending. Is she still pissing in the river now? Had she gone, moved into a trailer park?
Thank you.
to a sidewalk on a straight line between her smile and her frown. Maybe we never were as close as we should have been, but I didn't know what I know now then. Yeah, I didn't know what I know now then, but I didn't know what I know now then.
Okay, let me see if I can get this right. There's six of them. Music from the album Up, 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 Up from alternative indie rocker, indie folk rocker, Ani DeFranco, CEO of her one-woman army, CEO of Righteous Babe Records, Ani DeFranco. That comes from, yes, the song is called No Now Then, and it is from her 1999 album Up, 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 Up. And then in the middle, it is music from the incredible singer-songwriter Tori Amos, reaching back to her sophomore album, Under the Pink. We heard the song Space Dog, and then starting things out, it is...